this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Grown Ups. And after their old basketball coach passes away, the guys on the team decide to get together for a reunion on the 4th of July with their families.
Dad, are you making a sissy? You know they put a chemical in the pool that turns urine blue.
No, it's an old wives' tale, sweetie.
Oh my God!
Okay, so these guys are pretty clever, I tell you. So what do you do if you want to get a whole bunch of old work buddies together for a real-life reunion? Well, first you star for a while on Saturday Night Live. That's David Spade, Chris Rock, Rob Schneider, and Adam Sandler. Then one of you starts your own movie production company. That's Adam Sandler. Then you get the movie production company to get the old gang together, invite a few extra people. That's Kevin James and Selma Hayek. Then you goof around on camera and call the whole thing a movie. Clever, yes, but funny? Well, if you like the "hey, come on, pull my finger," or "hey, let's put a kick me sign on that guy's back," that kind of humor, this one might be for you. But a message from us girls to all you guys out there who might actually take this movie seriously: being grown up doesn't make you grown up. You actually have to grow up to be grown up, if you know what I mean. Now onto something a bit more action, and it's Night and Day, and Cameron Diaz gets in the middle of something really big going down. Tom Cruise is some kind of agent guy being chased by some bad guys, and Cameron has to rely on Tom's clever moves to stay alive, and she comes up with a few of her own.
They'll tell you about mentally unstable, violent, and dangerous. You all sound very convincing.
I'm already convinced.
Till a week ago, Roy Miller was the most trusted covert agent in the world.
What happened a week ago?
Full-blown break with reality.
Now, if you can believe it, it's been 4 years since the last Mission Impossible movie and the last time we saw Tom Cruise in this kind of a role, so I was really looking forward to this movie. This one is a bit different, though. It's not the totally serious, I gotta figure out what's happening or everybody's gonna die kind of movie. It's way more lighthearted than that, and it's kind of fun. You're always trying to figure out Tom's next move or what actually just happened. You know he's always one step ahead of you, but not to the point where you feel lost or stupid, which is a good thing because I get enough of that in my everyday real life. The best part, though, I was entertained through the whole thing, even if it's not the most clever movie you're ever gonna see. It's not gonna change your life or rock your world or anything, but it is satisfying. You know, kind of like a tall glass of iced tea on a hot day. It's not exactly a chocolate shake with a splash of mocha top whipped cream, but it does do the trick. So on a movie night traffic light, Night and Day is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.